Stepping back and summarizing the important points. Multi-layered metadata exists because many aspects of metadata serve a common purpose and are shared across hazards. A parent metadata class housing any methods which are more communal than hazard-specific is a convenient single point of maintenance. Many megawidget definitions, choices, and other functions are housed in these parent metadata classes. In turn, hazard-specific metadata, which are Python classes, inherit this common class by design when they are created, gaining full access to the communal methods defined within. This, by the way, is a great real-world example of the implementation and advantages of the class inheritance topic covered in the Python overview, which might understandably have seemed a little abstract when first introduced. Now, although the calls to action and impacts utilities file doesn't strictly fit the metadata class mold, what's most important is that, like common metadata, it represents a centralized side of metadata management, which cooperates with hazard-specific files for multi-layered metadata construction. This structure provides order and prevents redundancy in the metadata file set, but it may cause problems for focal points trying to trace a function to its roots. To that end, keep the localization perspective search tool handy, since it can be used to easily find function references across files. Finally, when making configuration changes in a multi-layered metadata framework, focal points should strive to differentiate between changes that are truly hazard-specific and those which are likely to be multi-purposed, and if the latter, use the common or parent metadata class to house those capabilities.